kids going near the bear?
They're not going near the bear. They're going near their tent. We're in Algonquin Park, which is a huge, huge provincial park in Ontario.
It's a park?
It's a park. It's a provincial park. What time do you think it is? About midnight? Maybe a little later? Maybe it's 1 o'clock at night?
I think midnight.
And, yeah, a few sites over from our campsite, there was a big black bear. I think the warden said probably around 550 pounds, 600 pounds, which they felt wasn't full grown. They thought maybe it would be 700 plus to be full grown. And so we had to clean up our campsite, which was pretty clean already.
I know what it was searching for.
What do you think it was searching for?
It was searching for a hot dog.
Yeah.
It ate a hot dog.
I was in the tent with the children, and we heard a woman run through our site saying, there's a bear in my site, there's a bear in my site. And she had left her daughter on the site, in the tent, and she ran over to say there's a bear. So we went over, the bear had gone at that time. So I guess she got her daughter out, I really don't know what happened at that point. Because I didn't respond very quick, because I was lying in the tent thinking, oh, well, that's too bad for you, there's a bear on your site. And I was prepared to go back to sleep because our site was relatively clean. And
now we're stuck in the car. And all of the other kids and grown-ups are outside.
Why did I put you in the car?
I forget.
So the bear wouldn't get you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
But it would scratch a little on the car, but it didn't.
No, it didn't come near
us. It didn't come to our site at all.
No. So somebody took off to get the warden, or the ranger, the park ranger, or the park warden, whoever they could find. And there was no one on site. So we managed to find the guest host site, which was at site 54. Well, I didn't. This is all what people had done. And they advised us to put everybody in the car and hold on. So all the children were in the car. We're staying with a couple other people. And
yeah, we're in the car right now.
Yeah, we're in the car and it's late at night. And while this was all happening, we're standing on the road in the campground looking at the site where it had happened. And the bear just cruised back up. Big, beautiful black. Oh, so beautiful. I wish you guys had seen it. It was so beautiful.
Big. And all I wanted to do was have a hot dog.
Pretty much.
It just went, got a hot dog, went back.
Yeah, it cruised right up and it opened the cooler again and took out some hot dogs. And walked back into the bush. Now the problem is the bush at the point where we are in the campground.
Daddy.
Yep.
Did it leave the cooler open?
Yeah. It's not very courteous, is it? All the other food would get warm. Terrible bear. The problem is the campsite that we're on, we back onto a bush, but it's only about 30 feet of bush and then there's a riverbank. Obviously the bear could cross the river if it wanted to. But what people are leaving now. Okay. So we were concerned that it would cruise up and down this riverbank along our campsites looking for food. And that's pretty much what the warden said it's going to do. It won't leave now that it has gotten food. It's going to stick around. They have rubber bullets. So they said pretty much if they see it and they hit it with it, it'll take off and it will not come back. They have bear traps, which they will put out if needed. Humane traps where they trap them and they can take the bear away. And they also have bear, like, pepper spray as well. So they're going to cruise the campground. They've told us everything's cool. We can go back to bed.
Danny, do you think it is a girl or do you think it is a boy?
I don't know if it's a boy or a girl bear.
Do you think it's a boy bear or a girl bear?
Well, probably a boy bear.
Probably?
Yeah. Yeah, boy bears like hot dogs. Girl bears like hamburgers.
I
don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, were you scared, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. I was terrified. I saw a big black bear.
Beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that I think it was about the same size as that beaver I saw down below.
I know a bear that you all know, Yogi, Yogi. I know a bear that you all know, Yogi, Yogi Bear.
Yogi, Yogi Bear, Yogi, Yogi Bear. I know a bear that you all know, Yogi, Yogi Bear. Yogi's got a girlfriend bear, Susie, Susie. Yogi's got a girlfriend bear, Susie, Susie Bear. Susie, Susie Bear, Susie, Susie Bear. Yogi's got a girlfriend bear, Susie, Susie Bear. Susie, she likes whips and chains, kinky, kinky. Susie, she likes whips and chains, she's a kinky bear.
How you guys doing?
She's a kinky bear, she's a kinky
no. Bear. No, did you talk to the warden at all?
Yeah, just with you.
Yeah, he said not to worry, as long as you attend, you have no toothpaste or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure soap is out of the tent, everything.
Yeah.
And he said he won't leave until they know where the bear is.
All right.
And they have rubber bullets. So he said if you hear a gunshot, just go back to sleep. Don't worry about it. and he said they'll just hit it and it'll run away.
After,
so it's nothing
yeah,
to worry about.
All right. So yeah. After a gunshot, we will sleep better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
hopefully.
Not very nice, but...
yeah.
Okay.
But they won't kill it or anything. They'll just scare it away.
Right, so you all go into your tent and sleep there.
Yeah, I'm going to take the kids out of the car and put them in the tent now. And,
yeah.
Yeah, well, no problem.
Yeah, the kids are in the tent.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put them in the tent now, but yeah.
Mm.
It's pretty.
Is it just the one ranger or are there more?
There was two. So I know one said he's going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. So where are you from?
Germany.
Are you from Germany?
Yeah.
You're in Ontario for a long time or just a couple of weeks?
A couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Camping the whole time, or are you seeing?
Yeah, most of the time.
We started with our tent. I'm not quite sure now what we're going to do now.
It's fine. Yeah. There's not many bears.
It's the first time, so.
Yeah. Well, it's a good adventure. You have lots of stories to tell.
Yeah.
Only
right.
If you saw the bear. It's such a beautiful bear. It's too bad you didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If I sat in the car,
yeah.
I would like to see it, but
yeah.
Not face to face.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we'll be fine. There's nothing to worry about. And if you see the bear or hear the bear, just yell.
Yeah.
And it'll leave.
Mm.
Yeah. And someone else will come and, you know.
Have you tried that? Yelling and then...
I've yelled at smaller animals and they've left. Uh-huh. I've never encountered a bear, a moose, but never a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a moose is much bigger than a bear.
Yeah, but not so dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, not at... Well, they can get pretty angry.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But
they don't want to eat something that I have in my car, in my tent.
No, herbivores. They would just want grass. Mm. So, yeah. Yeah. But... Everyone is nervous.
Yeah, everything that's mad, that's right.
Those diaper things, like, they shouldn't be here either. Like, they said anything that has a scent.
Yeah, anything scented.
Yeah, that's right. All right, okay. So we go to bed now.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Have a good night.
Yeah, same to you.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Let's talk about the differences between frogs and bears. Like, when there's a frog around, I don't have to hang my fucking sandwiches from a branch. A frog knows they are for me. You'd rather have a fly, because a fly zigzags, and my sandwiches do not. Unless I go like this. If I want some honey on some toast, I don't have to squeeze a plastic frog.